What am I supposed to say?
This is a track off a new album by the artist Twin Shadow. The album is called Eclipse, and the whole work swings from hazy murmurs to explosions of synth and energy. George Lewis Jr. is Twin Shadow. He joins us from our studios at NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
So we've been hearing this track called Old Love, New Love. Let's listen to a little bit more.
Oh, she sounds so...
That song kind of sneaks up on you in a way. Can you tell me how this came together?
I just moved into my studio in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, or I built a studio inside of a chapel.
I have to stop you. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery?
What is
that?
It's an actual active cemetery. They have concerts out on the lawn in front of this big mausoleum.
So what about this place inspired you to want to make music there?
It was one of the first places that I ever came to in L.A. Cemeteries are always beautiful, and they always kind of have this kind of dark and beautiful energy to them. Hmm. And we were looking for places to record, and I just said to my manager, hey, wouldn't it be insane if we could get something inside the cemetery? Because it would be the kind of the quietest place to record 24 hours a day, and we would upset no one.
Drill me to the floor. This hurts even more than I expected it to do.
So let's talk a little bit about your history. You were born in the Dominican Republic, but raised in Florida. Was there a lot of music in your house growing up?
Yes, there was kind of this musical language in the house. You know, there was always one Dominican record, which was usually 440. My pick was probably the first Boys to Men record.
Nice.
Then my dad's pick was probably like James Taylor, which I hated. You know,
not a fan.
It's the only music I actually hate.
Oh,
I'm burning all my old man bridges right now.
Okay, so let's get back to your album. Let's listen to a bit of your track. I'm Ready.
Yeah.
I imagine there's a story in this song.
This is just kind of my arriving in L.A. It's kind of like a letter to myself to open up and let go of all this kind of holding back that comes from living life. You protect yourself all the time, and you build this really hard shell.
It's been holding me back. I can't live this way.
So speaking of love and relationships, I understand that your relationship with your parents evolved through making this album. Is that right?
Yeah. When you're the only boy with three sisters, I feel like your obvious move is to kind of glorify your father in a way. But I think that as a young man, I didn't give my mother enough credit. So... just as the record was finishing up, my father, who has bipolar disorder, kind of went on another high. And the family was kind of set on destruct mode again. And watching how my mother dealt with it, it was just so humbling. Like, I got to see how powerful she really was, because she was dealing with it when I was a kid and running her businesses and making sure that we were fed and making sure that we had clothes and making sure that we've never felt like we were poor, even when we were. And I realized that so much of this record has a lot to do with me wanting to become more like my mother, I guess.
Have you told her that?
She knows it. We're like, we kind of have this beautiful kind of, we don't have to talk about it. And she knows it.
The album is called Eclipse. George Lewis Jr. joined us from our studios at NPR West in Culver City. Thanks so much for talking with us, George.
Thanks for having me.